Jess in with you this morning. There's been plenty of rainfall over the last few days and some pretty intense storm activity as well. I was stuck at the gym on Friday night. I didn't want to leave because the rain was that bad and the wind was howling. It was crazy. To give us the details on how much we got over the weekend, if we're expecting any more, NBN weatherman extraordinaire Gavin Morris joins me this morning. Gav, how you doing?
Oh, look good, Jess, but you must be ripped. What, you're stuck at the gym all weekend because of rain? You must be seriously cut right now.
Yeah, you can only imagine, Gav.
Yeah, it was a pretty good system. It was the collision of the two big air masses finally coming off. We've had that real tropical influence with us for most of summer. The humidity, the clouds, the storms, the showers, you know, on and off right throughout the summer. And then that nice big front come through and it just tapped into all of that heat and humidity. And, yeah, it's produced some pretty impressive rain totals locally there, cumulative, up around the 70-millimetre mark. We had 50 in the 24 hours to 9 this morning around the Singleton area and some big falls over the Barrington. And as you heard, yes, there were storms embedded in that system. It's how it all pans out when you've got the cold air coming through like this during autumn, this time of the year. Cold air aloft and warm, moist air down low equals a pretty tumultuous time in our skies. So everything that is hot and moist down low has to go up. And once it goes up, that's when you start getting all of the action happening there. You know, everything starts rising rapidly, smashing into each other, starts to freeze, causes those positive, negative charges in the atmosphere. And then, bam, you got a little lightning, which produces the thunder. And, some locations got a little bit of hail, but mostly it was just rain. Mm. It wasn't quite cold enough, to cool those super cool droplets, into ice that would make it back to the surface. But, yeah, good rain right across the state. And it's not over yet, Jess. There's more to come.
Yay. And I want to mention the clouds before we move on to that in just a second. Was the cloud that we saw on Friday night, it almost looked like, I don't know, like a mushroom is probably the best way to describe it. It was just really weird. Is that, as you said, just those two systems coming together, forming those weird-looking clouds that we saw?
Yeah, well, the mushroom clouds, they are like a gigantic thermal. So the base of the mushroom, or the core of it, that is everything rising up rapidly, and everything's going on in there. The super cool droplets, that is, you know, still a liquid, but in a freezing environment, that is rising up because it's hanging on to its latent energy. So it's still warm in there, and the outside of that, the core of that mushroom is getting colder and colder, but because there's moisture content in there, it's hanging on to that latent energy and shooting up into the atmosphere until eventually it has to become buoyant. There's all sorts of things that can trigger that. We can have temperature inversions or just that it reaches equilibrium. So the top of the storm, it all starts to slow up. So when you have the mushroom effect, it means the upper level winds are traveling at a similar speed to the lower winds. So it's not shearing it off. It's not dragging it all in one direction. It all starts to pan out. So it kind of like hits the ceiling, the roof of the house, and they've got nowhere to go. So then it pans out, and that creates the top of the mushroom. So you've got to have very specific atmospheric conditions for those types of cumulonimbus clouds to form. But they can look spectacular. They can look fantastic, especially if they're illuminated nicely by the sun, or especially the sunning, the setting sun or the rising sun to illuminate them from the side or underneath. They can look truly amazing.
It did look really cool on Friday night, and we are expecting some more rainfall this week.
Yeah, look, this whole front has moved on to northeastern New South Wales and southeast Queensland, and this is really awesome. This morning was the coolest for a number of capital cities like Canberra and Sydney in about 27 years for being this early in the season. So this is a lovely, cooler autumn air mass that has now come through. But La Nina isn't quite done with us yet. We've still got quite an active atmosphere. So it's kind of calm right now across inland New South Wales. But as we move towards the middle of the week, we're going to have a series of troughs, upper-level troughs, surface troughs, and they are going to start to reproduce more rain as the tropical air mass wants to make a bit of a comeback. It'll be creeping down from Queensland and start to build across central New South Wales on Wednesday and then into Thursday. And we've got more inland rain to come. And we've also got onshore winds, and that's going to be producing increased wet weather along the coast as well. So again, it's a bit of a double whammy system. It's kind of like the last hurrah of La Nina over the next week, over the next fortnight. We're probably going to see the dying events of this current La Nina event.
Well, we'll take the rain when we can get it, Gav, up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, look, it looks amazing inland. It really, really does. I mean, it has been a phenomenal season, and the rain has certainly been healthy. It's not great for the mite plague that is going on throughout the Central West. It's just got too much feed at the moment. So, you know, we need an owl plague now to come in and clean up the mice. But, you know, we certainly need a lot of owls right now to sort that situation out. It's snakes as well. Next we'll have a snake plague. It's becoming biblical out there, Jess.
It really is. I tell you what, if you can organise the owl plague, that'd be great. Right now.
No, that would be good. That would be very cool, wouldn't it? I think we could all handle, like, just owls. There's just something beautiful about an owl, so we'll take that over a mice plague any day.
Well, nothing else seems to be working, so I'm happy to try anything at this point. Gab, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Have a great day.